DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
All right. Welcome, everybody, back yet again to another fantastic episode of The Big Jim Show. Unfortunately, there have been some changes since last week.
Hey, let me out of this closet.
No. Just let the Rohypnol take effect. Just sit there.
I want out,
quiet.
Mr. Gein. Let me out, Mr. Gein. I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play anymore.
Dance with the dead in my dreams.
Let me out, Mr. Gein.
Yes. Well, actually, no. It is yet another episode of Not Another Podcast. I am Jim.
I am Bryce.
And I am Flipty Bert Humptyback.
Flipty Bert. Yes, James actually sadly just disappeared one day. He was driving home. car went off the road. Body was never recovered.
They
he
did
was,
find
police.
He was a part of the Greenville massacre.
Yeah. Police
or
are
Bowling
saying
Green,
that
sorry.
James
Bowling
never
Green
existed.
Massacre.
They did find a card signed by the Courteous Assassin. They don't have any leads on that yet.
Which is strange, because on the back of the card from the Courteous Assassin, it said Trump Pence, which is I didn't realize Courteous Assassin was
Trump. How dare you?
Trump.
How dare you? You better watch out. There might be a red dot on you right now.
Mm. If it isn't psoriasis, then I don't really give a fuck.
Okay, so we're going to try a couple different things today. We're going to try and be like a professional show.
Professional. That's funny.
that was the response I
had.
How
many times have we said that before?
So we've got some...
the brass, not Titanic.
We've got some really great stories that Bryce found. He's going to lead us through that. But before we get to those stories, this is something I saw in the news on Wednesday, and as of Wednesday, it was working because we actually tried it at the place in which I am employed. I will not say the name. Anonymous released phone numbers for direct lines of staffers in the White House, and one of them was Kellyanne Conway's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and as of Wednesday afternoon when I saw the article,
oh,
they
I'm
were
sure their
all
phones
still
are gone
working.
Now.
Oh, yeah, totally gone. Yeah. But they didn't have the names attached to the numbers. It was just a bunch of numbers, so you would have to call and see who. But according to the article that I saw, one of them was Kellyanne Conway's. And I do know of someone at my work who did try one of the numbers, and it was working, but we didn't do anything. Number one, because they didn't answer. But here's the interesting thing that I learned. If you call one of the numbers,
to contact a demon.
Apparently, you just need the number.
All you need is Twitter and to piss off our president.
But if you call them and you immediately identify yourself as a media outlet and say that the call is being recorded, so long as they don't hang up, that is consent.
Yes.
So we could have gotten Kellyanne Conway on and potentially had her on this show.
Like any of you know how to speak ancient Sumerian. I mean, really.
Kalima.
But seriously, if you actually got a chance to speak to the lizard person that is technically embodying Kellyanne Conway, you'd have to know an
Not
ancient
doing a
dead
very
language
good job hiding.
To speak. Whenever you see her on Fox News, it's a lot like that Blues Traveler video where the band's kind of offstage playing the instruments, and then there's like a puppet band on stage that looks all pretty and, you know, fuckable. And so they're being lip-synced to the actual band off stage. Somebody is basically doing voiceover work for the meat puppet that is Kellyanne Conway. The
you
real
just...
demon, yeah, you couldn't understand.
No. If you watched, growing up, if you watched Land of the Lost and you know Sleestak, you could talk to Kellyanne Conway. It's
talking
a lot
an
of hissing.
Dead language, yeah.
Yeah. She is kind of a Sleestak, though.
And the thing is, I knew a lot of girls in high school that were like.
You went to Sleestak High?
Yes, I did. My diploma was actually carved out of granite. It was very difficult. We all wore like saber-toothed tiger skins as opposed
Math.
To the cap and gown.
Jim Math. Jim if no Oog Math.
If Oog have one club and Chaka have two club, how much meat need give for more club? Show work.
Club.
No, in regards to Kellyanne Conway, like I knew a lot of girls in high school that were aesthetically very attractive. But then they would open their mouth, and you got to see what kind of, like, cogs were ticking behind that, you know, that brain of theirs. And you're like, oh, my God, you're hideous. Like, you should be a thing where as ugly a person as you are on the outside, you should have, like, a boil or a second head or, like, you know, just, like a weird, like, your mouth is a vagina on your forehead, that's how you talk. Like, there should be some kind of physical abnormality that we can use to determine, oh, you should be dying in a fire.
And with that charming little insight into Jim's growing up,
segue
into let's talk some news. What do you got, Bryce?
All right, let's start with the travel ban because it's everywhere and it's horrible. So, as most of you know, as long as you haven't been off the grid,
which I tried and it just didn't
work. President Trump issued an executive order with a travel ban of 7 countries that are not allowed to enter the U.S. There was a court case, which was a minor victory towards this executive order, because it originally blocked people with current visas and green cards from re-entering the country from those countries. So
yeah,
people
without,
that
yeah.
people
like
that
a
had
vetting process.
Well, no, these people had already been vetted. They already had permission to be here, but the way this executive order was worded prevented them from re-entering the country.
Now, this is really interesting because it's already falling apart. The day after, they had a bunch of people, I forget which airport, it was like 13 people they had, and
I think it was like O'Hare in New York or something.
Yeah. And the Supreme Court actually came out and they put a...
it wasn't the Supreme Court, by the way. The Supreme Court.
It was a judge.
Yeah, it was a federal, I think a district judge.
Yeah. He put like basically
like a
put...
Be a judge.
he put like a kibosh on it, and so
we
those people were allowed to go through.
It was just a portion of that.
And the great thing is our Twitterer-in-chief... took to Twitter and blamed the whole mess on Delta.
Ah, yes.
So he's already passing the buck.
He's been doing that the entire time.
Oh, this is just so
And by
awful.
Entire time, you mean since, you know, his some horrible...
Since he crawled out of that goo?
More of a slithering, I think. More of a slithering.
Yeah.
No, I get it, okay? Since 9/11, we have been fucking scared to death. And the last 2 years, last year especially, there was a serious uptick in terrorist activity, not
especially
just
in
here,
Europe, mainly in Europe.
Yeah,
and that's because
they have open
easier
borders.
Access, and their borders are more open than ours are.
So I get it. We're afraid. We don't want any more violence in our country. But here's the thing: you can keep all the terrorists out you want, all the you can
the
keep
bad
all
hombres.
The brown people out.
Get
you
the
want.
Bad hombres out. Oh, wait, sorry, that's Mexico.
Oh, fuck, dude.
We're going to be invading them next.
Dude, yeah, he's already set up, like...
Which, if they don't ask for assistance, is an invasion.
Big
which
time.
Would mean we are invading a friendly country.
Trump has a serious... He
which
just
means,
hates anyone that's not
which
American.
Which means we are the Nazis at that point.
Oh, big time.
And our allies have to defend them. And that would mean potentially a war with someone like
South America,
someone who is our ally, having to fight us.
Yeah.
But let's bring this back in.
Bring it back.
Try
in.
And keep it on track, even though that's not going to happen.
Again, I get it. I get that we're afraid and everything, but this is not only unconstitutional; it's against the very fabric that brought this
That's
country
what our country's
together.
Founded on.
Yeah.
Is immigrants. We are all immigrants.
Are they
going to
change the sign on the Statue of Liberty?
Bring me nobody.
It's a
no Bring me your non-brown.
Just a big keep out sign. Fuck off.
So,
a friend of mine had a post that I thought was rather clever, and he said, We should take down the Statue of Liberty before some other country accuses us of false advertising.
Yeah.
Libel laws.
Has anyone seen the meme of the girl at one of the protests with the sign that says, if it wasn't for immigrants, Trump would have no wives?
Yes.
Very true.
So funny. So
he hasn't. None of his wives have been American. They've all been European.
Mail ordered.
Yes. I didn't want to say it. Thank you for. And that was the last time we ever talked to Big Jim.
I'm sure they'll
listen. There's a knock at my door.
Let me go in.
Hang on, guys. I have to get this.
So the countries that are a part of that travel ban are Libya, Sudan, Yemen, Iraq, Iran. And Somalia. So
I get that these are hotbeds for
these are scary places.
Muslims.
These are scary named places.
And yet these are none of the countries that have attacked us in the past.
So I have the statistics on attacks from each country, as well as several others that are not involved in this ban.
Please give us those numbers.
So there is one terrorist attack from an individual from Somalia.
One individual in the entire country of Somalia.
It was the Ohio State University.
Fuck Somalia.
And there was one from Iran.
Fuck Iran.
Guess who is conveniently left off of these? Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
What about Afghanistan?
Which are two of the places that the 9/11 hijackers have come from. And Saudi Arabia has 15 attacks on the U.S.
Well, here's the thing. We can't do any sort of ban on Saudi Arabia because, little known fact, Saudi Arabia is one of the underwriters on American debt.
You want to also hear something else really convenient?
Yes. I love
none of these countries that should be on that list. No Middle Eastern country that Trump has business interests in are on that
list. What? Are you saying he's playing
favorites? A conflict
favorites?
Of interest? What?
No.
Never.
Dude.
He gave power to his sons.
You
no, he didn't. He hasn't finished that yet.
This is all conspiracy theory and conjecture. Conjecture. What the hell?
That was Kelly.
Benson.
Dan Conway chiming in.
She was telling us we're wrong. We're giving alternative facts.
I'm assuming at some point in time, Trump is actually going to start blaming Alec Baldwin for all these decisions.
He already did.
Eric Baldwin.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so that's where we're heading, folks. His personal interest. I'm watching my wife get mauled by dogs.
He said laughingly. Wow, Trump's really rubbing off on you. Wow, that's amazing.
Never knew that James was a secret Republican.
Secret? Dude, I advertise it.
I knew that.
As a matter of fact, you can go back to an episode where Jim and I, before the election really got going, where Jim and I just went at it. Oh, no, wait, that was someone else.
You shall remain nameless.
Friendship is rare.
Could you hand me that shotgun, buddy?
Also that chair. Okay, what's next?
All right, so as a part of this whole immigration issue, I'm going to roll this into it.
Oh, good segue.
Donald Trump says he is going to give Christian refugees priority. Which is constitutionally illegal. There shall be no...
Wait, hold it. You're saying a president is doing something illegal?
I know, it's funny, right?
What is this country coming to?
Which is hilarious because if Jesus were alive today, he wouldn't be able to get into this country because of where he's from.
Yep. Jeez. So, in our wonderful Constitution, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to... office or public trust. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. But basically, there shouldn't be a religious test to enter this country.
No, we've talked about this at great length over the past couple of months. And here's the thing. Right now, in this country, the word Muslim carries a very negative connotation. And that's very unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, number one, Muslims outnumber every other religion in the world. There are far more Muslims than Christians, than Buddhists, than anything. So if people of Muslim faith really wanted to take down America, they could fucking take down America. Hands down. But the fact of the matter is that most Muslims are fairly peaceful, fairly good people. We're talking about a very small portion who take the Quran, and they, not unlike many Christians and Catholics we've talked about on the show, take small bits of it and treat it as gospel. Yeah. And they pervert it, and it's wrong. So those small, that small portion, those extremists, if you will, make the rest of the religion, make the rest of those people look like terrible people in the eyes of the larger world, and that's not the case. And the problem is the people that need our help right now, the people that have been tossed out of their homes because of war, because of violence against themselves, from people of the same religion, are not getting the help they need because we're afraid.
Yeah. It looks like I was wrong. I don't believe there is actually a constitutional blockage of
and here's the thing too.
There is for office.
How hard would it be to be a Muslim trying to
gain... Christian.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my point. Exactly. You don't really need to study up on a religion to claim to be that religion.
No, that's especially when you're... That, yeah, the test basically consists of there's a Quran and a Bible on the table. Like, okay, pick
which
up one.
Which one do you pick up?
Which one do you like the most?
And if I picked Quran. Oh, I was so wrong.
Got me again, the crafty America. I don't know why you sounded French, but there's like some French Muslims out there.
This is one of the funniest tweets I've seen about this. If there's a Muslim ban, refugees can pretend they're Christians, you know, just like Republicans do.
Pretty much. Pretty fucking much.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Pun intended.
Look, this is just the start of some very bad...
This is tyrannical dictatorship stuff.
How long is it going to be before he... The U.S. Senate no longer concerns us.
Yeah. Well, there's a...
Emperor Palpatine dissolved that body.
There's a whole other issue that's not getting a lot of press. He has his son-in-law working as one of his advisors.
Wait, yeah. Kellyanne Conway's a dude?
But, could you imagine just for a hot second if anyone else... I mean, anyone... else, Republican or Democrat, attempted to do half the things that Trump has done, not even in the first 100 days, but in like the first 100 hours that the guy has held office, how much of a shitstorm this would have kicked up. But no one is really batting an eye.
Dude,
and his supporters are like, well, you have to do what he says. You know, when Obama took office, it was just like, all right, batten down the hatches, you know, tape the windows, it's going to be a goddamn hurricane, get ready for the end of the world. You know, here comes a black man. He's going to destroy everything. And he's just like,
no,
yeah,
it's
no,
a
I'm
fucking
here.
Fat, white, rich guy.
Yeah. And if you dare say anything against him, oh, my God, that's where the shitstorm comes in. So,
dude, he's already, like, they've taken a bunch of shit off the White House website. They've taken the thing, like, you used to be able to, like, email complaints or concerns. They've taken that down. Like, he does not want to hear from the American people at all. And the reason is, and we've talked about this before, his ego is so fucking fragile that he can't take criticism. He just can't. And there's so much pushback. And his big fucking thing is always like, well, why didn't you vote? Why didn't you vote? Majority of people did vote.
Yeah, and they didn't vote for you.
The fucking popular vote was for the opposition.
That's a part of the reason.
You got into office on a technicality.
That's a part of the reason he pushes those numbers of illegal voters so hard, because he can't, his ego won't let him lose the popular vote.
Exactly.
So he's going to fabricate a way to make himself feel like he won the popular vote as well.
Yeah, and that's his thing. And he's starting an investigation. Dude, why? It's over. You won. Yeah. Move on.
Yeah. So there's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his expert that's starting this investigation was registered in 3 fucking states.
Yes. His one of his daughters is registered in 2. One of the... I think his Secretary of State nominee was registered in 2. There was several other people in his cabinet that were registered in at least 2 states. So he's got people that are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But what I was looking for is basically there was a law that was and not necessarily a law, but like a God, I can't think of the word.
Executive order?
No, it wasn't an order, but it was through the Congress and the Senate, and this happened years ago, that basically you cannot have family members working in the executive office under the president. So it bars direct family members, your nuclear family, and family in law from working for the president.
I just want to know how long it's going to be. Because I've seen a lot of talk about this, and again, it's all talk and everything, but I feel like there's a precedence being set that Trump could actually be impeached. And I think it's going to be when the Republicans no longer have need of him, because they got everything done that they wanted to. And most of that has to do with getting rid of everything Obama did.
I know that...
There's so much racism... in the fucking Congress, that it is completely about wiping out Obama's legacy as a president.
Yeah. And like the ACA, if the Republicans can come up with something that's better than Obamacare, I'm all for it. I don't care what the fuck you call it.
As long as it is good.
As long as it's better than what they're getting rid of. They can call it, I'll fucking call it Trump Care for the rest of my life if it's better than the ACA.
Yeah, I still love, and it tickles me to death, anyone who's like, oh, I want to get rid of Obamacare. I've got that. I'm on the Affordable Care Act.
And you
get to go, you do know that's Obamacare.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. Really?
Yeah. Google.
See that? It's the same thing. And then they just like, oh,
you mean
shit.
I'll lose my coverage? Yeah, you're goddamn right you will.
You're going to lose all the health care you have.
And people will die because of it.
Yeah.
If there's no
You're going to die.
Yeah.
That heart medication you take?
Yeah.
Can't get it anymore.
Try and afford that without insurance.
So, yeah, that tickles me. Yeah. What's the next article we have? I'm sorry, I'm totally...
Please tell me it's not Trump related.
No, we're done with the
Trump. We're done with Trump.
We're dump Trump. So, let's go across the pond now. We'll go on a little journey. So basically, Brexit is going to cause a lot of problems for Britain.
And I think we need to pay attention to this, because I think we're going to be affected by this because of some of the things that he who shall not be named, Lord Voldemort, is setting us up for similar problems, I think.
So, basically, when Britain leaves the EU, they will be subject to secret global trade courts that most countries are already beholden to, which influences policy and laws very drastically.
Jim, you're in tight with the Illuminati. Tell us how this is going to affect Britain.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I've just kind of, you know, checked out a little bit.
I don't blame you.
You said Brexit, and he just started. Look, butterflies.
I for one, just like this whole political shit is just like it's the same thing week after week. So I got nothing really new to kind of bring to the table. So
you said you had some stories. Let's.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Well, something new that the kids are into. It's the salt and ice challenge. And basically, doctors are warning parents about a dangerous game teenagers are playing that can be leading to permanent damage. It's called the Salt and Ice Challenge. Kids pour salt on a part of their body and then place an ice cube over it.
Idiots.
See how long they can withstand it. Anybody know what happens when you do this to a part of the body?
I know.
Please tell me, because I actually don't know. This is the first I've heard of them.
Lowers the freezing point of the ice, which makes it even colder.
Oh,
exactly. So it causes frostbite.
Correct. You get a gold star, Mr. Bryce.
Well, yes, shit. Yeah,
it's essentially like frostbite. And Dr. Brian Wagner, a pediatric physician at Riley Hospital for Children, basically is trying to warn parents against the dangers of this. Remember the good old days when kids used to just huff, you know, household solvents?
Paint thinner.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of...
In a simpler time.
Hey, Jim, do you remember Jankum?
Oh, yeah. The drug made from fermented shit, basically.
I remember Jim and I were working at KUFO at the time, and I remember when that story broke, someone posted signs on all the bathrooms that said Jankum Lab.
And based on the average diet of your
typical radio DJ, person,
that was some choice fucking jankum that you were
that was some
with.
Primo.
This is like the gold star. Like you'd have to be super wealthy to get some.
Yeah,
the street value of KUFO jankum was like
astronomical,
couple thousand dollars per jar.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg would change his name to Shit Dogg. And you'd have basically rappers, you know, rapping
DJ
about
Jankum.
Like, yeah, I got fiber in my diet, you know, so don't even try it. Step into my game because your shit is lame. I mean, it just basically writes itself. You know, I mean, the new rap album
from Big Jim, Jankum Blues.
Actually, my rap name is Dank Jankum, so... I've already had this well thought out in advance. The challenges that are like the new dangerous thing that kids are doing nowadays. There was that. There's the ice and salt challenge. There's another one where supposedly some social media pariah, basically some celebutard that is basically talentless, but you know has enough money that they can afford a publicist, did this thing where they used like a very shallow glass. Looked like a champagne glass almost, but it was a little thicker. And what they do is they put it over their lips, and they would form such a thick suction that it would plump up their lips temporarily. So it's basically like a Dollar Tree collagen injections.
Yeah. Jesus Christ!
And so kids all over YouTube like, trying to follow suit, and there's like this like, awesome, because kids didn't realize that, oh, maybe this would actually happen to me. And so they're using all kinds of shit from, like, you know, spray can tops to whatever they can find around the house. And they're basically, they can actually do damage to their body.
Yeah.
But temporarily they can make a video that might get a couple of hundred, you know, likes or whatever.
Do you think maybe that this comes from the fact that kids just really aren't being mentally stimulated? They're being stimulated through YouTube and things like that, but they're not being mentally stimulated, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, like, I think it's challenged. More that...
I didn't want to say mentally challenged, but...
but I know what you mean. They're not having their minds pushed.
They're not having their minds engaged.
Yeah.
With anything other than stupid drivel and what's on YouTube.
Well, and it's because it's so easily accessible.
Well, and then the flip side of that is they're using YouTube because it's a way to get famous. And if they can get that video that gets... that many hits,
views.
Then
yeah.
Everyone in the world will be talking yeah. about it, and then for a moment, they're famous.
Yeah,
you know, so they're doing stupid stuff like this, or they're seeing, you know, dumb things that people do, and they're taking it up a notch. Do you like the salt and ice challenge is just a step up from the ice bucket challenge, which was a great cause.
It had a great cause,
but now it's
it.
Like, well, how can I step it up and make myself famous?
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you know, the ice bucket challenge was obviously, you know,
it was a useful tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what the internet has done, and James kind of touched on it, was this idea of finding kind of temporary instant fame.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They want to make yeah. that video that just goes viral, and the idea that that sort of thing could lead to any fucking thing. At this point, well, you can put it on the resume, like, oh, yeah, so the first guy that ever, you know, got his dick stuck in a chain link fence, that right here. This is your next employee sitting right across the table from you. So what time is Kinko's open in the morning?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that, you know, you see these phenomenons where, like, the Star Wars kid, the fat lightsaber wielding kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. You think he wants that fame now?
Yeah.
Like, no, that video keeps coming up. He's fucking.
It follows him. Jim knows this firsthand. First handful on the ass. Well,
the shame is strong with this one. You know.
There's
also, I think the idea that stupidity is so easily attainable now. You know, it used to be stupidity was localized to you and your circle of friends.
Yeah.
You know, and
now
you have to
worldwide.
Kind of go outside. Yeah, you just go outside and kind of create things to do. Yeah, there were still idiot kids that were building ramps and jumping their bikes off of it. But, you know, there wasn't anything to the degree now where it's gone from not just so much getting a video that gets a lot of likes, but making it stand out. A lot of times this is turning into horrible, horrible violence towards other people. And sadly enough, the most common occurrence most recently, violence against the mentally ill.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Like, yeah, I saw that story.
You know, I mean, and again, I don't want to touch on that too much because, in sincerity, I had to turn off like social media for like an hour afterwards because I couldn't handle anything more disgusting than that.
Yeah.
Can any one of us remember when Facebook was just like updates on what's actually happening in your personal life? It was all babies and food and hey, look at this new car I got and. Here's me and my friends.
One of those,
we got together.
The wavy screen flashbacks here. Yeah. Remember when? Remember when?
But it's become such a battlefield.
Yeah.
And,
well, and the thing is, it's kind of picked up the mantle from MySpace. Because remember, MySpace, when it first came out, it was this awesome thing, and people were everybody had a MySpace, and you had so many options as to how you can sort of trick it out. And then slowly but surely, it started bleeding into now it takes for fucking ever for me to load your goddamn page because I'm going to have the heart training.
And then that music
down.
Starts playing immediately, yeah. You fucking asshole.
Yeah, but the cool thing about MySpace, and one of the things I miss about MySpace, is it was very much who you were.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook's very bland.
Superficial and fake.
Yeah. But it's very bland and not a lot of your personality shows. But I do like Facebook because I keep up with friends that I don't necessarily get to talk to every day. People I haven't seen in years. I get to keep up to know that they're okay, they're doing good. Like, I got a friend, Big Jim. He lives out east now. And one of the main ways I stay in contact with him and his lovely girl and his just sprouting kid... is through Facebook. I see pictures. I know, you know, when he...
Yeah, because he never calls or writes.
No, he never calls, never writes.
Ouch.
But he does...
Like a dick. I know, right?
He sends pictures of llamas fucking at the petting zoo. I mean, that's very much Jim. But, you know...
His name is Jim, too. That's weird.
Yeah. Huh. I know a lot of big Jims.
I want to start adding friends that are named Big Jim now. Just to fill my friends list. Yeah.
Big Jim version 7. Big Jim version 8.
B-E-E-G-G-Y-M. Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Big Jim.
But yeah, I think Facebook and YouTube. But even before that, the Jackass movies, the reality shows have really kind of warped kids into thinking that...
They've glorified stupid behavior.
Fame is easily attained through stupidity.
Yeah.
And that brings me over to last week I saw an article about a YouTube user who promised to release a sex tape if she gets 1 million subscribers. She went up 400,000 subscribers in 2 days.
Wow.
Now, I will tell you, after seeing this girl, I wouldn't mind seeing her sex tape. But,
yeah, but again,
it falls into...
What's the proof that that's actually her, though? I mean...
It falls into... Kim Kardashian got famous from a sex tape. I'm going to get famous by promising a sex tape.
Yeah.
And she's no one. She's just some schlub in California who's got a YouTube channel.
That plus there was also this happened many times. It's probably happened so many times now that I don't think the news even covers it anymore, where a woman will raffle off her virginity
as
a way to make money. I remember when this first came out, people were appalled, and then it just happened again. And people were like, this is turning into a fad, and then it turned into a fad, and they're like, eh, all right, what's next?
It's over.
Like,
We moved to the next one.
People are desensitization.
There's such a, you know, the whole thing about everyone at some time in their life has 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be famous. Everyone wants to walk the red carpet and hobnob with other celebrities. The problem is no one's willing to
put in the work.
Put in the work. If you want to be an actor, you gotta fucking have the talent. You gotta.
There's a lot of luck.
You gotta knock down
too.
Doors and get your face out there. You may never become, you know, Bruce Willis level or Harrison Ford level. You may never smack a kid on the ass while filming a movie and have that forever captured, but
ruin a small child's life. I mean, seriously, these are the rings that we all reach for.
But, and it's the same with music. If you can't fucking play the guitar or write a song, you may never be famous, and that's okay.
Well, you may never be famous for the reasons that you want to. The music, I think, is the one medium that I'm actually thankful things like YouTube and social media have, because this actually puts people like totally in their place instantly when they think that, you know, I could be like the next Pharrell, or I could be like the next John Legend. Let me take one of their songs and I'll put it in my earbuds and turn on my webcam, because laptop microphones, I don't know if you know this or not, are actually better than studio microphones. They make you sound incredible.
How dare you? Why
are we not using cheaper microphones?
we can't afford the cheaper ones.
Yeah, I'm actually using a microphone that I'm recording on a cassette tape, and then I will mail this to James and Bryce. And
this show will be up 3 weeks from now.
Once it gets here from the Pony Express.
But I love watching these videos of people that are so tone deaf or are going for, I don't know what they're going for. There's one, I saw it on a kind of like Tosh.0, and I saw it on Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek, which if you guys haven't watched that show, I love Ridiculousness.
I've
like
watched a little bit of it, but I just can't stand him.
See, this is
like
why
Rob?
I like the...
No.
I used to like the front part of American Idol, because it really did put people in there. Yeah, it was embarrassing, but the confidence level these people had coming in, and they would sing their songs, and they would just be awful. And then they'd have to be like put in their place, like, you know, and the judges always... And that's why Simon Cowell got so popular, because he just wouldn't take...
He's
would just...
Blunt.
Dude.
Yeah.
You no. fucking suck. Yeah. And then like the other two are like, no, you just worked.
So mean.
No, you suck.
And that
I never hated
American
singer.
Idol, but that was a good thing that they had, is they balanced each other out.
Yeah.
Because you have to give people that criticism, but you also have to encourage them to get better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so
essentially what we've come down to is YouTube bad.
for most things, for if you want to,
unless you're troubleshooting YouTube, something.
Well, I use YouTube to watch old Transformer cartoons, music videos since MTV is gone, and old toy commercials for toys I never ever got. And I highly recommend, if you've got time, type in Star Wars commercial Wampa, because apparently when you were in the 80s, if you had a Wampa toy, to make the Wampa scary, you didn't roar. You just made it say its own name.
Wampa.
Wampa!
Wampa.
So you're saying that Wampa is like the great-grandfather of Groot?
Yes.
I am Wampa.
I am Wampa.
Except he couldn't say...
Speaking of Groot.
Groot, yes.
Let's use this as a segue.
Perfect.
We'll try. I think we can all agree that we're all movie lovers.
Fuck yeah.
One of the mainstays of this show that we've done since the beginning is sometime in the first part of the year, we preview movies that are coming out throughout the year and talk about what we're excited for. Well, guys, I have this year's list.
He's got the Emmy noms.
Yeah, yeah. I cut down a tree, and I turned it into mulch, and then I made my own paper.
That seems like a lot of work when you could just go to the store and buy some.
Or you tell me now.
He's taking our gerbs.
Or you can open up a Word document and kill nothing.
What? Ooh. What is this Word document shit?
Well, I guess people need to read stuff first to...
What? You guys are crazy. Right. We're in February right now, and today, as we're recording this, two movies came out that I would like to see, and the first one is Rings, the sequel to The Ring.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Did you guys see the prank that
they did? Yeah, I was just going to say, that was so great.
It was
great.
So funny. Did you see that one, Jim?
No.
They went into like a little...
Go on YouTube.
Yeah, but basically they put in... they were in a TV store,
and they were
took
playing
out
The Ring.
One of the fake TVs, and they had them going, and they put a fake TV in with a screen that pulls up. Mm-hmm. So it was playing whatever the pre-programmed video was, and then all of a sudden they flashed, and it was the girl from The Ring. Well, they pull the screen up from this fake TV so that there's actually a girl there, but they're all the same one. And then she would climb out of it and scare off the customers. It's fucking hilarious.
The best was watching the three black guys run out.
Yeah, they were all in on it.
The three black guys that saw it went, oh shit, and ran out screaming like little girls, knocking down stacks of VCRs and shit to block her from getting.
I love how you make it sound like you wouldn't also be weeping and just like catatonic in a corner.
Okay, we know the truth.
Okay, first of all,
he would pee his pants and cower in a ball.
First of all, I would probably shit bricks, sure. But I would immediately turn and go, it's my time. Take me.
I love... There's
fuck this world.
Exactly.
There's this really funny video that I saw. It's an old one. But they were doing an interview. It was like a little high school video, and they're doing an interview. And there's a recycling can right next to the kid that's getting interviewed. Well, somebody pops out to scare him. The kid turns and just... decks the guy in the face instead of running off.
That actually happened at a Trailblazers. It was a basketball team, I don't think. Oh, it was the Raptors. It was the Toronto Raptors. And they had a Raptor come around a corner, and most of the guys fled, but one of them punched out the Raptor.
That's the guy you want on your camping trip.
That's the guy you want at the end of the apocalypse.
He was like, oh shit, punch, and then he turned and started to run. He's like, I just punched a Raptor.
Well, no, I don't think that's the guy you want in like at the end of the world, because when shit goes down, the smart people will run. The guys that think that like I knocked down that mascot when I was in high school. I can pull
him. Well, he's gonna go fight so the rest of us can get away.
Get away, yeah. So you want that guy? Basically, he's cannon fodder.
Definitely. If it's the video, the video that Bryce mentioned is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, the guy pops out of the trash can, dude turns and decks him, and then like the whole trash can just dumps over.
Dumps him over, yeah.
Your prank failed epically.
Yeah. That's beautiful. All right.
In regards to The Ring, there's a when the first Ring came out, they did this beautiful, amazing marketing technique, which was they gave out the free movie passes, like, you know, James and I, when you work in a when you work at a radio station, they give those things out like candy. And people went out to like the free screening, and then they, I guess, I don't know if the production company hired people or if they just sent them to the movie theater, but while people were in watching the preview, people went into the parking lot and they would leave blank cassette tapes on garbage cans.
That was genius.
And human curiosity is such, oh, here's a blank video cassette. And of course, this is obviously dating the first movie when it came out, because people still had fucking functioning VCRs. And they went home, and it was the video from The Ring. There's a company now that's starting to do this thing called the Legacy Box. Have you guys heard about this?
Yes.
Where you basically take all your old VHS tapes and ship them off to some company. And then you're going to turn them into DVDs or thumb drives. My thing on that is the poor people that work for this company are assuming they're going to get like Johnny's First Steps or Harry's First Words.
It's all porn.
You're going to get so much porn. Not just store-bought.
It's going
like,
to be like,
you know,
granny porn,
China,
too.
Or not even that. It'll be like people fucking dogs and like dead animals and shit. Like, there's going to be some disturbing...
Just the worst of the worst.
Yeah. You know, and these people had to put them on a thumb drive, slap a little happy face sticker on there, and ship it back. the amount of mental trauma that's going to be just deluged on these people.
They need PTSD pay.
Without doubt.
Hazard pay.
So, that's probably one of the benefits of working there.
Yeah. You get every
3 days, you take 2 weeks off for mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so next week there's two movies I'm actually really excited for. The Lego Batman movie.
Yeah.
Looks freaking hysterical.
It's funny.
Hello, secret camera. And
I was on the fence with the Lego shit, like when the first one came out. But after I actually sat and watched it, I'm like, okay, I can see how they.
It's how really far they funny. Went it's really well written. Yeah. So, and the Lego Batman movie, the previews
that looks really funny.
Just look hysterical, yeah. And they've got great voice actors for it. Fucking Zach Galifianakis is the Joker.
Yeah,
I mean that's fucking brilliant. So yeah, I'm excited for that. But a movie that I didn't see until like really really late, and discovered that it was a pretty epic movie was John Wick.
Yeah, I'm so excited for John Wick.
John Wick Chapter 2 comes out next week.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of stoked for it.
Oh yeah,
it's probably one of the better Keanu Reeves movies because he barely talks.
Now is this the John Wick 2? Is that the one where? The Boys and Girls Club that he goes to is going to get shut down, so him and a bunch of his buddies.
Yeah, and they put on a big breakdance show.
Okay. And, I would go see. No, that's
John Wick Chapter 2, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
This time I dance personally or something. I don't know. It sounds like I'd go see it. I don't know. I'm not a big. You know, breakdancing fan, what have you. So.
Okay, on February 17th, this movie has got me very curious. It's called A Cure for Wellness. And basically it comes down to this guy is sent to get the CEO of the company he works for out of this like health clinic. Well, it turns out this health clinic is doing some pretty serious experimentation. You've probably seen the trailer for it. He keeps drinking this water and he gets like a droplet on his hand and the droplet like starts moving.
Yeah.
And it's like this whole thing. They're like putting nanobots into people and something. It looks really interesting. It looks like a pretty decent sci-fi thriller.
I think it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, so it's going to be pretty obvious what the ending is.
Yeah, about halfway through you'll get it. You'll be stuck in an elevator, and the lady in the water will come out, and she'll say, swing away, and she'll hit aliens with water.
And you'll climb over the wall.
No, not aliens. Ghost aliens that don't know they're dead.
And then you'll find out that you're actually a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who's been guiding you through this is your supervillain. Yeah. So,
yeah. Alternate
title. Did we get
been,
every twist? Oh, no, yeah, we forgot one. It turns out that the wellness clinic is actually on a protected
reserve.
Land.
Yeah. Yeah, alternate.
There. I think we got everything there.
The title for this new movie is Unwatchable.
Did you see that he started work on Unbreakable 2?
Really?
I think I heard something
about that.
See, I would too, because Unbreakable was a pretty fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of an apologist for M. Night Shyamalan. I know you can see the twists and stuff, but he does put together some pretty decent movies. Lately, they haven't been good.
The good ones are very well shot.
Yeah. But yeah, I liked The Village. I liked Signs. I really loved Unbreakable.
I came in halfway through the movie and I already knew within like 10 minutes what the ending was.
See, I didn't. I was sold on it. But when I got to the end, I was like, oh, that's pretty good. Like even if you knew what it was, and I probably should have sooner. But I'm an apologist for him. Movies like Devil and Lady in the Water kind of sucked. But for the most part, he does decent work.
I think M. Night Shyamalan is the Indian Kevin Smith.
Smith. I could see that.
That's
could
like way too long
that.
For me to say.
I thought you were going Kevin Sorbo, because one of the other podcasts I listen to, they make fun of like Christian movies, and Kay Sorbs is in like a lot of Christian movies now. So
okay, we're starting to run low on time. I know Jim's got to move off. So let's. I'm gonna run through these.
Fire.
In March we've got Logan.
Yeah.
Fucking that's gonna be epic. We've also got Kong Skull Island.
Ooh, that looks
pretty
good
epic. A movie I know I'm gonna have to take my wife to is Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson, who looks stunning in this movie.
Could you sound any less enthused about that? You're just like, I gotta take my wife too in a couple weeks.
Now, here's the thing. On the 24th, there are three movies that I think I want to see every one of them because they're going to be pretty epic. Number one is Chips with Dax Shepard. That looks fucking hilarious. Life with Ryan Reynolds and I think Jake Gyllenhaal. It's where they find alien life on their space station.
On the space station.
That looks pretty good. And the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
That looks pretty goddamn cool.
I still want the fan fiction Power Rangers movie, but we'll go with this.
I think this is probably as close as you're going to get to it, but it looks good. I'm anxious to see the whole movie and how well they do. Plus, Elizabeth Banks in skin-tight green leather, all over that. Mm. Wow. March 31st, Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Fucking epic looking movie. I love the anime. This looks like it's shot for shot from the anime.
That's what I was gonna say too, because I saw the anime as well back when I still had a Blockbuster card.
I think I still have mine somewhere.
I do. I think it's in my wallet right now.
There's still a couple holdouts. There's gotta go to another state.
So, Ghost in the Shell looks really good. April's kind of thin. The only thing that kind of caught my interest was a movie called, let's see, what's it called? Oh, The Fate of the Furious.
Oh, God.
The last few movies have been pretty good, and I'm kind of anxious to see what they do with Paul Walker gone.
There was a American Dad episode where they found a Fast and the Furious script on a crashed plane.
I saw that episode.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Those two, Vin Diesel and fucking making out. Yeah.
Okay, so May, I'm looking at 5 potential good ones here. I'm going to start May 5th. Mark your calendar because Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Fucking that movie is going to be great. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword on May 12th. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
This one I'm on the fence with. I'm probably going to go see it because I didn't see Prometheus. I saved myself from that torture. But
I liked Prometheus.
I had a lot of problems with Prometheus. As a standalone movie, it was great. As a part of the Alien legacy, didn't work for me. Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Trailer looks awesome. I'm going to hold out until we see it. May 26th, if you're looking for a pretty decent comedy, I think Baywatch is going to be pretty damn funny.
So that had The Rock in it?
Yeah. But you know what? The trailer actually looks like it could be.
It does look like it could be kind of funny.
Yeah. But again, that's one I may wait for video on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's one I want to see in the theater.
You're waiting for it to hit Blockbuster? Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, we're going to hit Blockbuster.
What about Hollywood?
Oh, I miss Hollywood. Hollywood always had better deals than Blockbuster.
Hollywood also
selection.
Had the game store, too.
Yeah. Okay, so another one for my wife. And I admit I'm curious. I've liked all of these movies, even though the quality from movie to movie has slipped each one. But Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. You might have heard my wife just... there was a splash.
Oh. Yeah, no, I heard splash. I heard splash.
June. Okay, June has got problems. They're potentially great movies, but I'm already seeing...
a movie. June's got problems.
I'm already seeing just people lashing out. Wonder Woman. I think Wonder Woman's going to be good. The problem is they're already doing damage control on it. And it's a DC movie, and I think it's going to suffer from the same problems that these other DC movies have been suffering. Here's another one I just saw today. Ben Affleck has already stepped down as director for the Batman.
The Batman movie, yeah.
I'm not saying that it's a problem, but it could mean there's some problems with the movie. I think Wonder Woman's going to be good. I'm hoping DC doesn't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Because the problem always comes with them fucking with the movie.
Yep.
And I think that's going to come from how well Guardians does.
Yeah.
So I think Wonder Woman's going to get fucked over. But we'll see. The Mummy.
I would actually go see a movie where
I was just
going to
say,
I'd go
see that movie.
I would totally go see that movie.
Well, wait a few months and there'll be a porn parody. There probably is a porn parody where Wonder Woman...
I was going to say, it does not take that long to crank those bitches out. We got sequels out by now.
Yeah. The trailer for The Mummy
looks
epic.
Good. Yeah, it does look really good.
And Tom Cruise, I've never seen, as crazy as
he doesn't do bad movies.
He never does a bad movie.
Especially recently.
So, yeah, I'm excited for The Mummy. Transformers The Last Night.
Oh, Jesus. Is this one where they go back in time?
Yeah. I've always enjoyed the Transformer movies. It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, the last one could have been really strong, but it was just... It was clearly... Of the four that have been out, I love the first one. I love the third one. So it's an odd number. I'm hoping it's good. My hopes are... My expectations are very, very, very low. I'm going to go. I'm going to enjoy seeing the robots and stuff. But as a whole story, as a whole movie, I'm not expecting much from it.
The only way Transformer, this new Transformers movie, is going to get any dollar one from me is if there's a scene where Bumblebee's radio plays Good Vibrations from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And then, yeah, Mark just...
I
Mark
have
Wahlberg
heard rumor, though.
Glare.
I have heard rumor that this could potentially set up Unicron.
Yeah, fuck. Well,
so, but I honestly feel like they missed the boat on that. The moon should have been Unicron on Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Also in June, and just because I love the Minions so much, Despicable Me 3. Also, Trey Parker is the voice of the villain.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. Should have been taking my money.
he's fucking like, he's like total 80s guy. He's like dressed like Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Nice.
And his main weapon is a keytar. So
we
it could be good.
Here, folks.
Those movies are always pretty entertaining. July, we've got Spider-Man Homecoming. Hell yes.
It looks more like a Marvel movie than it does
a
Fox.
It looks like
movie.
A Spider-Man movie we've wanted to see for a while.
I like the fact that they're working together a little bit, and I think Fox realized they could use the help to
Well, this is Sony, actually.
Or Sony, sorry.
Yeah.
That Sony could piggyback off the success that the Disney Marvels have had.
Yeah. War for the Planet of the Apes. That trailer looks fucking
epic. It
looks
really good.
Guys, I gotta get going here, unfortunately. But
no, that's good.
Dude,
we'll finish this
we'll
up.
Chop it off here, and then next week we'll get to the remainder of the year with the rest of the movies. Because there's a lot of stuff that I want to touch on, but we're kind of like time crunching it.
Yep.
Hey, that you know week. Sounds good. We'll go. We'll really quick before you go. Let me just say we got Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets and Dark Tower all in July. So now we can start at August.
Yes.
Perfect,
buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. We'll catch you soon.
See ya.
See ya.
I'm just going to put this right here so we have it for next week.
Okay. All right.
And we're done?
See you guys next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.